Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on the replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as you suspect, as always, make sure that you begin the meditation from a standing up posture. Your eyes are closed, your hands and arms are free to your sides. And you are listening to the energy. Listening. With your whole being, with your, all your senses. Noticing the thoughts. Noticing your breath. Noticing the direction of movement or postures that seem to feel necessary. We'll continue today with our time mindsets and today we'll look at something I call dynamic present. Dynamic present. And before we speak of the dynamic present, let's do this very simple exercise that I always find gives a much, much stronger connection. And I call it narrating the moment. So if you would, let's just exercise this for a moment. What does it mean, narrating? If you've never done this before, it's simple. Begin with acknowledging where you're at physically. Here I am. And just pretty much fill in the blanks, standing or bent or sitting or laying or twisted into. And I'm feeling the ground and I'm feeling, just describe what it is that you're sensing physically. And then where you are physically, in what room, what place. What's around you? Then you can describe, here I am thinking, and fill in the blank. You can describe my voice, and here he is saying, and here I am hearing. And fill in the blank. Literally describe the moments. Here I am sensing and Describe the sensations you may have. Here I am feeling. Fill in the blank. Just describing. And keep going. Keep going and describing. Here I am changing posture. Here I am changing the sensation. Here is my thought traveling, and describe where it's going next and so forth. And here there is an obstacle next to me, and I need to make sure I don't knock this over. Anything that is real and anything that is relevant to the narration of this moment. As we recognize the power of the mindsets, and as we introduce today the dynamic present. We talked about an experience, the value of the dynamic past, where we recognized how we could be to some degree always trying to forget or the dynamic future where we may seem to not be free enough to allow it to arrive. And we keep superimposing certain restrictions and fears of the past into the future without recognizing it. But what if I said that out of the three of the dynamic past and the dynamic future, the only one that is less real is the dynamic present. Less real because it has the least relevance, the least connection to time. What if I was going to say that dynamic present is so rapidly changing, and so not connected to time at all, as I would define it, as simply a ever-changing perspective of the past, of your past and your future. Changing is probably good, because if it's not changing, we are stuck. So the dynamics of change of the present, which are dependent directly, not on time, we thought it was, but on perspective, on ever-changing perspective of the past and of the future. The balancing of those two, without any movement, but the mind perceiving, the mind perceiving your past, potential future. Relaxing. What we are looking for is to first of all recognize that our present, which is the joy that we are able to experience from what's around us, the joy that we are able to experience of ourselves, the joy that we are able to experience of others, is derived from the perspective that we have of our past and our future. It's not derived from what we receive. It's not derived of where we end up. It's not derived from anything else. Nothing real, actually. the least real would be the dynamic presence, or maybe the most real, because it's the only experience that can be quantified somehow. But yeah, it is nothing to do with time. Make sense. It may not make that sense, that much sense to you. And, you know, I always say that the more questions you have, the further you're moving along, the further you're, faster you're growing. So, the more you know, the more questions you have, the better questions you're able to ask. The more you experience the desire, the passion for more. So don't ever allow question to discourage you. We have been taught as children that if you, there's something you don't know, it may not be a good thing, and we still carry that into our adulthood, somehow thinking that if there's something you still don't know, it's bad. You're going to get punished for that. You're going to get ridiculed for that. You're going to get you're not going to get accepted if there's something you don't know, so you have to know everything all the time. Or else, you're somehow falling behind. And here I am saying, as adults, it's a complete opposite. The more questions you have, the more you don't know and want to find out, the more desirable you are, the more exciting you are, the more dynamic you are, the more promising you are, the more youthful you are. So here we are. Of course, this is a morning meditation. We are just touching upon the times, and we have higher, more advanced courses where we go into the karmic details of time and space, and where it all comes and how it's all defined. For morning meditation, it's a little bit kind of a light version of time, and almost good enough to give the title, good enough to make us curious, good enough to ask a question. So here we are. Let's internalize and embody this dynamic present. First inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize my dynamic present and fill my head and my neck. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize my dynamic present and fill my head and my neck. Again, recognize the present as being an ever-changing perspective that you have of your past and of your potential future. What if I say that because it's an ever-changing perspective, it's not only your potential future, but also your potential past. Because your past somehow stops being fixed. Is it? Becomes the ingredient of your present, of your dynamic present. I hope this plants the seed of the potential that we can have with all of this. And the incredible complexity and at the same time ability that we have. Recognize, awaken the potential that we have inside and bring it into the dynamic present, into the now. Here it is, next inner key. Very simple. We're going to use the key as a container, as a key to open a door. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize my dynamic present and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders, and fill my hands, arms, and shoulders. And let it happen. Beautiful, the next inner key. I want to receive a lot of energy. I want to receive a lot of energy. To recognize my dynamic present and fill my chest cavity, my chest. And notice your breath and free your breath. beautiful. Next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize my dynamic present and fill my upper abdomen. The next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize my dynamic present and fill my lower abdomen. The magic of seven is coming soon to help us embody and begin a new journey, again with a new momentum. A journey that has little to do with time. Or a new kind of time, which is outside of the time that we know. Beautiful, the next energy. I want to receive a lot of energy to recognize my dynamic present and fill my legs and feet. Oh, you're doing so well. Beautiful energy. For this meditation. Here it is. I want to receive a lot of energy, to recognize my dynamic present, and to fill my entire body, head to toes, top to bottom of my spine. Beautiful. You're doing amazing, and if you have a few more moments, please do stay in this energy and let it take you, let it work through and express. We will continue with our dynamic mindsets and with our time mindset. I want to thank you for being here today. Amazing energy. I would love to hear your feedback. As always, very exciting to be here with you. My name is Eric Waldman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation, Time Mindset, Dynamic Present. Until next time. Bye-bye.